Haftarah, Parshas Kisavoy. Relevant still to the very end of Chodesh Elul. Pasuk says in the Haftarah, Kumi Oiri, get up and shine forth your life, your light. Kiva Oirich, it's come time for the light. It's time to see the light. Uchvoid Hashem Aleich Zarach, and the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine upon you. Kihine HaChoshech Yichase Oretz, because the darkness is coming to the land. Va'arofel Le'umim, and a dark, deep cloud to the nations. Va'alayich Yizrach Hashem, but upon you, even though the nations are going to be suffering in a darkness upon you, there'll be a shining light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchvoid Le'alech Yir'en, we'll see upon you the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Pashtus, this pasuk is speaking about the future, but I'd like to share with you today a maimer from Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, Chodesh Elul, Drush Lamed Aleph, where he has a suggestion, and we'll see why, that maybe this is referring to Chodesh Elul and Tishrei, the Yom Neroim. And it's, of course, it's laid right before, so it's not far off to say such a thing. So we begin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chelek, which darshens these psukim. Gemara, Daf Tzadik Tes, in Sanhedrin. Gemara has a story, and here, let me just a little bit lost. Sorry. Okay, here. Right, the Gemara Tzadik Chesam Beis at the bottom and Tzadik Chesam Aleph. The Gemara says very interesting things at the Hilag Gemara. Here goes. Darsh Rabbi Samloi. Ma'idach Sif. What's the pshat in the pasuk where it says, Hoi ha-mis'avim es yoyim Hashem. Both you people that are looking forward to the day of Hashem. Lamazel lachem yoyim Hashem. What do you need the yoyim of Hashem for? Hu chayshech, it's dark. Well, it's not a bright day. So people are waiting to the yoyim Hashem. What's with you, you people? It's not going to be a day of brightness. It's a day of darkness. So pasuk in Amos and the Gemara, Rav Samloi gives the following drasha. Mashal a tarnagol v'atalef. A mashal to a chicken and a bat. You know the story of the hen and the, not the hen, the hare and the turtle. This is the story of the Havdil, of the chicken and the bat. Shehayu mitzapin la'or. They were both waiting for daybreak, for dawn. Amalei tarnagol v'atalef. So the tarnagol said to atalef, to the bat, Ani mitzapin la'or. I am waiting for dawn's early light. Sha'ira shalihi, because I'm going to be gaining from this bright light of the morning. It'll be wonderful. The morning comes. Chicken says, that's my moment. That's my moment when I'm going to be screeching and hollering with excitement. Here at daybreak, the rooster, right? He cock-a-doodle-doos in the morning, whatever it's called. Braids? No, that's donkeys, whatever. And I'm very excited about the morning. Crows, maybe. Yeah, all excited. But Ata, but you bat. You, Mr. Bat. Lama lecha. Oira, what do you need light for? What do you need light for? It says, you people are waiting forth towards the day of Hashem. It has nothing to do with you. For you it's darkness. What are you doing? That's what the rooster says to the bat. It says the Gemara, V'hainu da'amalei ahu minu l'Rabbi Avo. This is perfectly, reminds us of the story of the Rabbi Kairis, who said to Rabbi Avo, Eimasai asi Mashiach, when's Mashiach coming? Amalei, so Rabbi Avo told this mean back, this happy curse, L'chi chafi l'hu chashucha l'hanu inchi, when the darkness will cover you over. When you and your friends will be covered with darkness, that's when Mashiach will come. Amalei, melet kalaitisli, what are you doing? You're cursing me out? Threatening me? Amalei, Rabbi Avo said back to him, no, I'm quoting a pasuk, kruxiv, I'm quoting a pasuk in the Tanakh. You believe in the Tanakh, you believe in the Bible, you mean him, so I'm going to quote you a pasuk there. Why? Says this is the pasuk in the Haftarah Kisavai, Ki hine hachoyshech yichase aretz, va'arofe alu umim, va'laech yizrach Hashem, v'chvod yilech yirah. That's the pasuk that we read before. Darkness is coming, and upon Klai Yisrael, those that believe in Hashem, live with Hashem, those that are faithful to Hashem, a light will shine upon you. So this is that Gemara. So the Gemara holds that this pasuk is referring to a time when darkness will cover all the goyim, and they'll be like the bat who's just living in darkness. But Klal Yisrael will be living in bright light, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to show, Mitzvah Hashem, how this pasuk and this Gemara could actually also be referring not just to the future, but to every year on Rosh Hashanah, like this. There's a question which I'm sure everybody has. I'm sure it bothers you every week, every Friday night. Maybe you know have a pshat, and it's beautiful, and I'd love if you would share with me. I'm sure there's many beautiful different pshatim on this. In Tehillim of Kabbalah Shabbos, every Friday night, there's something which sticks out very differently. And you notice it, of course, every week. You notice it over and over again. So we say one parak Tehillim, and we finish, and we say, Ramayam umulayoy, and then you say, Fnei Hashem kiva, kiva, twice, right? Fnei Hashem kiva, kiva, again. Lishvoy taret, yishvoy tevel b'tzedek, v'amim be'emun asay Hashem, will judge those nations faithfully. And it says the word kiva twice. And then two prakim later, in Kabbalah Shabbos, you say some nice geshmaka to Hillam, and then you say, Lefnei Hashem kiva, only one time. Lishvoy taret, yishvoy tevel b'tzedek. V'yamim, now you don't say b'munasa, instead you say v'yamim b'mei sharim. So what's this two psukim? Why one time is there kiva twice? One time v'yamim b'munasa with faithfulness, v'yamim sharim with straightness. What's get the hair? So listen to our Shlomo Kluger's amazing, beautiful pshat. He says that Chazal tell us, he brings a medrash rab and Parshas Emor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoishev on Rosh Hashanah Kisei Adin. He goes on to the Kisei Hadin, Kavi Yocher. Klai Yisrael will take the shofar, and they blow. Kadosh Baruch Hu removes himself, Kavi Yocher, from Kisei Hadin, and goes and sits with Kisei Yerachamim. Well, the Satan would love to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's still on the Kisei Hadin, because that would really work well for him. When Hashem's on the Kisei Hadin, and the Satan starts saying his tainus, it's not so good for Klai Yisrael. And actually, it's very, very nasty to do that, because really the halacha is, you're not supposed to say, a tain against someone until they show up in din also. And the Gemara in Saita says that Ezer Rasha Aram, who is that sly Rasha? That sly, sneaky Rasha. Zahabal Dita in Terem Shiyavi Balim Chaveri. Gemara says in Saita Daf Chaf Aleph, someone who says tain is where the other side is there is a Rasha Aram, is a sneaky, sly Rasha. So that's what the Rasha is doing. He says tain is right away. Well, we have this minute. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, minhag that Klal Yisrael has to blow shofar in Chodesh El Tor and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Brings that this minhag began back in the Midbar, for whatever reason, back in the Midbar. It's not Midaraisa, it's not a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. It's a minhag in Shul to blow shofar every single day. Sfaradim Ashkenazim, from Rosh Chodesh El until literally Erev Rosh Hashanah, that day you don't blow, Le'ad B'chlal. And this minig is a very, very old minig. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, a tremendous chiddush. This is his chiddush. If we blow shofar in Chodesh El, and we listen to the shofar, we connect to the shofar, and we're in this ayur to do tshuva from the shofar, already from this chelig minig in Chodesh El, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never even go to the Kisei Hadin. He'll go straight to the Kisei Harachamim. And the Satan won't have a chance to go do his nasty shtick of being mekatrig, what Hashem saw in the Kisei Adin. And that's why he says in Tehillim, Kuma Hashem, Tehillim in Perek Yuzayin, Kuma Hashem, Kuma Yud Kivavki with Rachamim, Kadma Fanav, come and please immediately go straight to the Rachamim, Kuma Yud Kivavki, Kadma Fanav, Hachri'eyu, and please, tilt us to Tzara Rachmim, Palt Anafshim, Rasha Chavecha, save us from that Rasha who wants to be Mekatrik, who wants to save, prosecute us when you're on the Kisei Hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, in the schus of the Shofar, please just go straight to the Kisei HaRachmim. And he says, that is why it says, very famous Pasuk, Tiku V'Achoy De Shofar V'Kesel Yem Chagenu. Everybody knows the Gemara Darshan of Rosh Hashanah. That kikuv achaydish shayfer chaydish means chaydish doesn't mean the whole month. Chaydish means reish chaydish, and you blow on reish chaydish because reish chaydish tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, you blow shayfer. But kese, it's a day which is covered over because it's the only day, only yontif midaraisa, which is on the first of the month when you can't even yet see the moon. The moon is tiny still; it can't yet be seen when Rosh Hashanah begins because the moon is so small. That's what the Gemara dashes. But the Gemara, according to the Gemara's Rasha, Vachaydish is not the whole month. Chaydish is just referring to Rosh Chaydish. So Rosh Shleim HaKlukim, maybe you could say Abshat, Tiku, Chaydish Shofar, blow the whole month, referring to Chaydish Elul in the Shofar. And therefore, it will be, you'll be Zoyche, Bakesel Yom Chagin, you'll be Zoyche, because that when it comes to Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Chagin, Bakesel, all the Midas Hadin will be covered up. Yichayt Yisrael, Mitra Chayakov, the Chayt Yisrael, the Mishpat, will be covered over. Well, he says like this. If so, we could go back and answer Kabbalah Shabbos. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, b'din. So we trust and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. It's all for the best. Gamzu l'toiva, komad avir rachman l'tav. We meschazik in emuna, and we say, nay, everything Rabbi Hashem does is good. Kel emuna ve'ein aval. There's nothing wrong with what Hashem does. It's right, it's right. He knows what he's doing. When Hashem does something which is obviously good, when you see the good, when you see how straight it is and beautiful it is, you don't need to have a moon on Hashem. You see it. Like Rashach used to say, Rashiv Rav Shach used to say, I don't believe in Hashem. I know there's Hashem. He writes about this in his first Tikkun on Avi Yezri. So says Rashi Mekluger, that's a pshat of the two sukkim. Why? The first parak is speaking about if you don't blow shayfer at El. So it says, Lefnei Hashem kiva. Kiva, the first ones, to midas, to kisei adin. Kiva, all this right, all right. Then he moves. The second kiva means when he moves to kisei adin, kisei rachamim. Well, yishpoi tevel bitzedek. The whole world gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. Va'amim be'emunasoi. Why say be'emunasoi? Because there's some harsh din coming out. But we know that it's all done be'emunah. It's all done faithfully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skel emunah. But that's when this first kisei adin, and then to kisei rachamim. However, in the second parak that we mentioned, in that parak is actually an amazing pasuk. It says in that parak, which means, with chatzoitris and kol shayfar, we will blow before Melech Hashem. You know what this pasuk means? This pasuk means about Chodesh El. To blow in Chodesh El, the chatzoitris and kol shayfar, hariyu lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem means before you get to HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, before you get to Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem is crowned as HaMelech Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, and all HaMelechs, Rosh Hashanah, before that, B'chatzotis, Kol Shofar, HaRiyu Lefnei, blow before, meaning, Chodesh El, blow Shofar. Oh, this parak speaking about, you blew in Chodesh El, you connected to the Shofar, you inspired the Tshuva from the Shofar of El. Oh, continues the parak and says, once, Fnei Hashem Kiva, only once, because it's straight to me, the Sarachimim. Even the Umay Sa'ilam are going to feel it's all Misharim Yashras, because the whole world is going to be living with Bracha. They don't need to have a Munasai. They'll experience it themselves. Amazing, amazing. Actually found a Raya, a Chavrusa, a Chaver to this Rishleim Kloger, in Drashas Chasam Sefer, right beginning of the Drashas to Rosh Hashanah. He brings his pasuk chatzoitzrois are called shayfar, and he asks a beautiful question: why does it say b'chatzoitzrois v'kol shayfar? It should say b'kol chatzoitzrois v'kol shayfar, or say b'chatzoitzrois v'shayfar. Why by shayfar does it say kol shayfar? Chatzoitzrois it says without the word kol. So Chasam Sefer also says this pasuk is going on elul without the whole shekel tired. He says this pasuk is also going on elul, and he says the chatzoitzrois the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah teaches us is what's used by a tainis. And kol shayfar isn't referring to the instrument. The kol shayfar, the sound when you listen to the shayfar, Gemara says, you're supposed to hear crying. Right? The Gemara says, yenuche, genuche, yalala. It sounds with different types of tears. So that's shayfar chatzoitzrois, with the actual chatzoitzrois which are used in the tainus. And the kol shayfar, the sound of crying of the shayfar, do that before Rosh Hashanah, spend your elul, involved in tainus and crying and tshuva. So he also learns that this parak is speaking about a chaydish of Ella that was lived the way it's supposed to and experienced the way it's supposed to, at least finished the way it's supposed to, then you zoich it to much bigger Kisei Rachamim on Rosh Hashanah, maybe even straight to Kisei Rachamim. So Mela says, Rosh Hashanah, let's go back to the beginning of the Torah. He says, the Gemara says, Dir Shem Hashem Bihimatzai. The Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, when is this? It says, the Gemara, these are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho is a Matzai, is found. I'll just add the part of Yoflis writes that he part of Yoflis says when it says Kra'u b'yosei karayv, He says, when's he karev to be matzoi? That's Chodesh El. Panu Yafet, Hilig of Panu Yafet, the Rav Nachsam Sefer. So, he says, let's say, the sun is shining. The sun shines in the morning. Well, before the sun rises, there's ready daybreak. Ready, lots of light from the sun, even when the sun actually arrives. And after the sun sets, there's still light in the west. Someone walks into the house with a lamp. So before he actually walks into the lamp, there's already light from the lamp shining into the house. So he says, yes, the 10 days that Hashem are there are Kaviyocha from Rishon to Yom Kippur. However, there's already a light shining before, and that is the light for Klal Yisrael, and that is the light of Chodesh El. And the light afterwards, even when Hashem leaves, is still a light, and that's the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The Mela, the whole Haftarah flows so beautifully together. Kumi Oiri, speaking about, also about Rosh Hashanah. Kumi Oiri, Kivoyrech, the light shining, this is the light of Elul. The opportunity we have before Rosh Hashanah. Chaparain, to get close, to get inspired. Because Rosh Hashanah is coming. Why? It's like we explained, that there's a darkness which is coming over the land. And this is the darkness which he said for the Goyim, like we said from the Gemara, happens when Klal Yisrael has light. And that's Rosh Hashanah, like we said, Tikkun B'Chodesh Yisrael B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. Because in a way, the Rosh Hashanah is hiding things, and maybe the Goyim realize it, don't realize it, but for Klal Yisrael, even though there's a cover, there's a darkness, but for Klal Yisrael, it's an amazing, special, beautiful light. So here we have a drop of time left in Chodesh Elul. And we like to say over always, the Mati Ephraim is very famous. He says that there are three Ramazim he brings for Rashi Tevis for Chodesh Elul. Famous one, Ila Dari with Dari Li. He brings two more. Of course, there's many, many Rashi Tevis. He brings two more. One is Ishtarei Eyu Matanis Avyoinim. And one is Umal Hashem Akecha Eslevavcha Veslevav Zarecha. And he says these three are Keneged Tshuva, Tfila, and Staka. Tshuva, Tfila, and Staka. Tshuva is and stokas ishtoreinu matanas evyonim. So the chayra El is about these three concepts, and it has to be, because really, what's going on in Rosh Hashanah? You start screaming in shul, shuvo tefilo stokah. Here's Rambam. You say, well, you gonna give stokah now? It's a little bit late. Why are you waking up now to give stokah? So maybe it means to give stokah. But might say maybe it's your makabel stokah. But Pashav Shad is, it means that Kaddish Baruch Hu, like Mat Ephraim is saying in these Ramazim, I spent my Chodesh Elul and I tried to improve my tshuva, my tefillah, and my tztaka. I went past my comfort zones in giving tztaka. And therefore, Kaddish Baruch Hu, please be Mavir Nisroya Akzera. So we have this opportunity, in whatever's left for Elul, little bit, a few days left of Chodesh Elul, the Chaparayim, to connect as much as possible to the tshuva of it. And b'schus that will be zeicha, that Rosh Hashanah will be a day of rachamim, and will Klal Yisrael will be nigzar gzeiros toivos yeshuos v'nechamos ksiva v'chasima toivah.